God's word is fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Oh, good evening, friends. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Going to take a look at the Crown of Thorns tonight. Yeah, don't be a pushover again. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Also, our parent ministry, Worldview Warriors. You can find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. So excited to share with you also later on about a new resource that's going to be coming out for Worldview Warriors later on this year. I personally am so excited about it for this very reason. It is quite literally, and I do mean literally, something I have been waiting for Worldview Warriors to get out there and publish since the inception of this ministry. I cannot wait to share with you about what's coming June 5th of this year. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason Azurik, your host for the program. We'll take a look at the Crown of Thorns just a bit. I share with this, well, with our listeners around once a year. At least I try to. It doesn't happen every year, friends. But around Holy Week, I try to share this. Simply because, friends, we need to remember. We need to understand. We need to understand how this is connected to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So many times, either we just haven't been taught it, or we haven't been equipped to understand the truth of this. So hang with me today, friends. It was said to have been the darkest day in history. War, catastrophe, tragedy, none of it compared to the unspeakable evil of this day. Evil. Evil. What a better word. What better word could describe these people? Really none. It was as if they had been possessed by the spirits of hyenas, flocking around their helpless prey, mocking him as though he were nothing more than sport to them. These men were soldiers scourging one who had done no evil, a man innocent of all the charges for which he was accursed. They beat him and laughed at him. "So you think you're a king, huh?" They stripped him of his clothes and beat him some more, laughing as he writhed in pain. "If you are a king, then you ought to dress like one, too." They clothed him in a purple robe. Purple, the color of a king, the color of robe that Caesar wore. "There, now you look like a king. But wait, one thing's missing." Friends, they unveiled a horrid contraption, a crown. But not any old crown, friends, a crown of thorns. Such a contraption could not have been forged in the depths of hell. Its menacing barbs threatened any who would dare even touch it, let alone wear it. The wood was splintered and dirty as though it were nothing more than scrap. As the Son of Man looked upon this device, he reminisced upon its origin. He remembered where thorns came from and why they existed. It was not his doing that menacing accessories like thorns would come about, but mankind's wretchedness. Mankind in its infancy defied him a long, long time ago in a garden that no longer even existed. It was paradise, but it was lost. God spoke to the man and his wife, "Your work has brought suffering and death upon this world. Therefore, your suffering will be multiplied as you must harvest your food among thorns." Thorns will characterize your world. Even the simplest pleasures of your lives will be ruined by these thorns that invade your world. You might think that you have somewhere to rest your head or a safe haven to lay your body, but you will encounter peril around every corner from this day forward. And at the end of your life, the ground which you cultivate, the ground that gives you food, the ground which brings you life will be your place of rest. You are nothing but dirt without me. But I will be your king and I will bring you salvation. He was their king and he would fulfill his word. They placed the crown upon his head. The pain was almost numbing. It was enough to make one hope for an early death, but not him. He was the king, and this was the most that his subjects had acknowledged him since he created them. They had used sticks to fit the crown onto his head. Just touching it was pricking their fingers, drawing streams of scarlet to drip from their hands. As the thorns penetrated his skin and pierced his brows, he saw through this mockery. Demons in the background whispered in their ears and provoked them to go a little further. "Beat him," they whispered. "Spit upon him. Mock him." The demons took great joy in this scene. They laughed and jested as their king, barely conscious, fought to sit upright, blood pouring down his forehead, body ravaged and body broken. "You cast us out by the thousands, and now you barely cling to your life. Where is your father? Where is he? Will he protect you? He has no power over us. You belong to us now." They forced him to his feet and into the court. They brought him before his nation, clothed in humiliating royalty. He was dressed as the king they deserved. Broken, bloody, and humiliated. The greatest of them should be lucky to achieve such a status. And yet he stood before them and took their insults and endured their threats. Though he had no dignity before them, he was fully dignified. Though they stripped him of his royalty, he was the only one clothed in majesty. The demons poked and prodded from behind the scenes. "Come on, Son of God, exercise your power. You did it once, let's see if you do it again. Extinguish their fire with a flood. Or how about you call down your legion of angels? Yes, call down Michael, your servant, to slay these evildoers. Or even better, consume them with this holy fire that burns inside of your heart. Look at this worthless, pathetic rabble. You are a king, are you not? Judge them. Show them your wrath. Send them to hell." As he was to his accusers, so he was to his provocative, those who provoked him. Silent, patient, and unmovable. In his conscious days, he made out two words: "Crucify him." His sentence was pronounced. They mounted him with a cross and sent him on a journey to Golgotha, the place of the skull. Some say that this is where Adam fell and where Jacob saw the ladder to heaven. To the Holy One of God, it was a bridge between heaven and hell. All along the way, dragons spewed their flames and jackals nipped at his heels. The entire crowd had turned against him. He was wretched, but still clothed as their king, wearing his crown of thorns. Then seen world paraded along with him on his death march, gleefully believing that this was it. God had lost and the world was theirs. Death was the master. Death was the victor. Satan triumphed, and he would rule God's world. They climbed the hill and flames shot from its plateau. The people on the hill were immune to it at this point because they were used to living in the searing heat produced by the flames of hell. They could endure the flames so long as they were in the presence of God. And this man, that was more like a lamb being led to its slaughter, was the residence of God on earth. His crown was worthy of his people. Thorns, pain, and death. He was mounted on the cross as the wretched harlequins waltzed around him, flinging salt and vinegar at him to inflame his wounds. He was sin, not they. Even God had turned his back on this man. How could they possibly suffer any consequences for their devious acts toward him? Finally, his body beaten and his spirit exhausted, he let out one more mighty cry. It is finished! And for the first time, everyone was still. Everyone was silent. The demons stopped dancing. The people stopped shouting. The dragons stopped roaring and the jackals stopped barking. He had one last thing to say, and it was what they had all been waiting for. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And with those final words, he died. There was a moment of silence, of disbelief. And then they started rejoicing. But friends, their rejoicing lasted no more than a second. Blackness covered the earth and an earthquake shook the world. The ground began to split and divided the holy temple in two, rending its curtain that divided man from God. The demons were no longer laughing. They were lamenting. God is angry and he seeks to destroy us, one of the evil spirits cried. He has broken his word. It is not our time yet, complained another. Chaos broke out as the people and spirits dispersed. When the darkness cleared, a handful of people remained. They kneeled at the cross, sobbing, weeping, and what they had just experienced. But the evil was gone. The darkness was gone. And the veil was gone. Their king, upon the cross, still wore the crown of thorns. He was high and lifted up, just as the prophets had said. Gazing upon his dead, naked body, they gathered the courage to bring him down. They knew not what the future had in store for them, but what they had just experienced would be seared into their minds for all eternity. Before, he was their son, their brother, their teacher. What they just witnessed elevated him above that. He was most certainly dead, But the power of his death silenced all of his mockers and sent them running in panic. Some of the streets were even declaring that the saints of old had been awakened from the dead. What just happened? They did not recognize this man despite dressing him in the image of their king. He was the king that molded them into his image. As these disciples and Roman guards gazed upon this corpse as it descended, they could not help but to notice a crown of thorns on his brow and ask, was this truly our king? Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason Azurik, your host for the program. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Appreciate you being with me here for the program. You can find out more about the ministry at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Very excited to be sharing with you about brand new resource coming your way later on this year. I'll dig into that later. Right now, though, wanted to share with you a quick fast cast for us to ponder and consider here on Do Not Keep Silent.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fast Cast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dezurek.
If you are following Christ and doing your calling for Him, trust God. Friends, it's not about you anyway. And if another person chooses to not follow God, as long as their actions are not directly or negatively impacting another person, I would encourage you to let them go their way. Could another person be hurt indirectly? Well, more than likely, yes, but that is a result of living in a sinful world, isn't it? Consider the rich young ruler, friend. Jesus told him the truth and challenged him to go a certain way. The young man decided to do what he wanted to do and to go against God. Other than being selfish, why else would you or I or anyone try to force someone to follow God? I will leave you with this question. If you really are about following Christ and his example, are you willing to follow his example with the rich young ruler as well? Go find our blog post titled, Lead Me, Follow Me, or Get Out of My Way today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I so appreciate you being with me here for the program as I continue on tonight. Wanted to share with you something that's coming your way in the month of June. June 5th, to be exact, of 2023. Friends, as I've shared with you in the past, from the inception of Worldview Warriors, I've had a dream. The dream was to release a resource that would be helpful, that would be equipping, encouraging, to help us understand how the first 11 chapters in the book of Genesis connect so intimately with the gospel message. Yes, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm excited to let you know that, well, we have finally been able to put that together. Thanks to our blogger, author, and speaker, Charlie Wolcott. I want to thank him so much for doing all of this hard work, if you will, the heavy lifting on this one. I'm very thankful. The title of this resource, again, it will be released paperback and Kindle June 5th of 2023. The Doctrines of Genesis, how Genesis establishes the basis for Christianity. Friends, this is such a great tool, and that there is such an amazing tool inside of this resource. What is that? Well, it's to equip the reader in being prepared to give an answer for the hope that they have in Jesus Christ. It is something to help you be more confident in sharing your faith in Jesus Christ to those who are still searching for answers and the truth. I am so excited. Can't tell. Yeah, I'm excited. Genesis is much more than a book that describes the beginning and origin of life and the universe. It also lays down the foundation and gives us the first pictures, the first snapshot, and the first examples of every teaching of the Christian faith. Yet in our day, no other book of the Bible is under more scrutiny and attack than Genesis, namely the first 12 chapters. And the church as a whole has ignored or marginalized the battle. Prince, using the core teachings of the faith is found in the Apostles and the Nicene Creeds. Again, our author, blogger, speaker, Charlie Wolcott, showcases how Genesis contains the seed of each of these doctrines and addresses how the battle for Genesis is also a battle for Christ and the cross. I am just thrilled that we are able to share this resource, not just with our listeners here, but our readers, those who follow the ministry. Again, Genesis is much more than a book that describes the beginning and origin of life and the universe. It also lays down the foundation and gives us the first pictures, the first snapshots, and the first examples of every teaching of the Christian faith. Again, the doctrines of Genesis coming out later this year, June 5th, to be exact. Worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org is where that will be available. It's not available yet. Still putting on final touches for that. Looking forward to sharing that with you. If you're not on Facebook, I do encourage you, maybe go check that out. You can find our Facebook page. You can get on it. Find Worldview Warriors Facebook page. Go like and follow that page. And then you can also find out more about Worldview Warriors Publishing on Facebook as well. Again, you can like and follow us there too. Again, the Doctrines of Genesis coming out on June 5th. And for those of you wondering, Worldview Warriors actually offers many, many resources. Many are actually free. Our blog and podcast, you can find that on there. We also have many books available in paperback and on Kindle as well. You can find those again at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. A number of books there. It looks like, I believe we'll be up to 13 once this book has been published. One other resource I'd like to share with you is, friends, I think it's just obvious in our day and age, our society, and in many inside of the church, struggle with, is the Bible really the Word of God? And is Jesus really the Christ? Friends, many people are spiritual. Many people are religious. But are you truly a follower of Jesus? 10 Reasons to Believe the Bible, again, written by Charlie Wolcott. Friends, as we know, the Bible is under attack. Things like this. The Bible is just a collection of myths from Bronze Age goat herders. The Bible has been copied and translated so many times, how can we possibly know what it actually says? Others will say this, there's no evidence that Jesus even existed. We've also heard this one as well. Science has proven the Bible is wrong. Or the Bible really isn't the Word of God. Again, friends, the Bible is under attack, and statements and questions like these are being used to undermine the faith of believers and to mock and ridicule them for, quote-unquote, not being educated enough to cease believing it. Yet, friends, the Bible is actually more trustworthy and dependable than all the other works of literature out there combined. 10 reasons why the Bible is trustworthy and reliable listed in this resource. It can and will equip the reader to be able to handle most of the questions thrown at Scripture and the Christian faith. Again, you find this at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. 10 Reasons to Believe the Bible, written by Charlie Wolcott. Thanks for tuning in here with me. Find us online.
Jason Desiree.
newvision.fm. I should say at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org.
Energy drink.
With your host,
Jason Desiree.
Many years ago, we heard the phrase, a fundamental transformation of the United States of America. I think it is safe to say that many, if not most of us, really didn't know what this phrase really meant at the time. Some people were willing to call it out for what they saw as a direct attack on our foundational beliefs laid near the beginning of our nation's founding, and they were ridiculed for being, well, closed-minded, or even accused of being hateful or racist to those wanting this fundamental transformational change. Well, friends, I think we now see the result of this attempted fundamental transformation of our nation and even of the Christian faith. To find out more about this, go to our blog and look for our posting titled The Foundation Matters.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
You don't know me now, you don't know me now.
Yeah, don't be a pushover, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at Do Not Keep Silent. .com. You go out and make today great. Thanks for being with me here. But do not keep silent.
Do not be your own.
Be made new in Jesus Christ. Find us online
at DoNotKeepSilent.com.